God of wonder and mystery. Today we give you praise for a space where we can come together and share as we truly are, with a mind towards who you want us to become. As the seasons are changing, God, help it serve as a reminder of the change that is taking place within us, that we are always growing and always changing and always moving. But with our relationship to each other, our focus on our recovery, and our connection to you, we can choose to make that change a positive one. Remind us of that goal today as we seek to know you more and to see you in those around us. Amen. Someone say my name. You did. You're freaking me out. Don't do that. So today, usually when we do this service, we focus a lot on spiritual principles and recovery. And we don't always bring in stuff that's religious, but I've been toying with this idea for over a year. And so I have now, I think, made appropriate connections to how this idea benefits our recovery. And I want to share with you today about the concept of Sabbath, which is a Jewish and Christian practice. Sabbath, what does it mean? How do we practice it? And what can it do to inform our recovery in a healthy way? So Sabbath originates from the Jewish context. It originates as a part of the creation story in Genesis, that God creates the world in 6 days, but on the seventh day, God rests. It's practiced in the Jewish tradition from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. Christian religion has moved that to being a Sunday practice. That's why we have Sunday chapel service. That's why churches meet on Sundays. But the whole idea of this is that Sabbath is a weekly holy day. That it is the day of rest in which we look inward and we take our hands off the tasks and the productivity of the busy life around us. Sabbath is a way of teaching us about holy time and sacred time. Sacred literally just means to be set apart, to be made special. And so much of the way we conceptualize religion and spirituality is about sacred space, right? That nature is a sacred space, or my church is a sacred space, or this chapel is a sacred space. And what Sabbath does is it turns our mind towards the concept of sacred time. That what's important is the time and the time space that we set aside to practice our spiritual connection. And as I said, Sabbath comes from that seventh day in which God rests. And in this story, you have to really think the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament, that's not a God that I really think needs rest. So it's really interesting. Why does God take rest? There must be something significant about this practice. If God, who is perfect and can do all things, needs to take rest. So one of my favorite books, one of the more influential books I've read, surprise, all my influential books are spiritual, I guess that's how you end up in a job like this, is a book called Sabbath, The Sabbath. It's by Abraham Joshua Heschel. And in this book, Heschel takes the concept of Sabbath and he flips it kind of on its head. Our modern understanding of Sabbath is that it's a day of rest. But what we look at it as, it's a day that we take rest so we can keep going. Sabbath becomes the day that we rest after 6 days of work to power our productivity into the next week. Would you agree? Is that how you kind of see it? Yeah. So we take on this moment of rest, even if some of us are reluctant to do so, with that in mind that if we do rest, it will give us more energy and more strength to be productive the next week. I think we're all guilty of this. It's a cultural thing. about how our culture is powered by this we can do it productivity attitude. But Heschel turns this around and he says, Sabbath is the holy day. And the other 6 days of the week actually exist for the Sabbath. That it's not that we take a Sabbath so that we can work the 6 days of the week. It's that we work the 6 days of the week so that we can take the Sabbath. In the Jewish religion, there are many rules that are intended to make this possible. We talk about a lot of these rules are meant to eliminate the work that we do, the labor that we do on the Sabbath. So there's some rules about driving if you're really Orthodox. There's some rules about cooking. There's some rules about electricity and stuff like that, or traveling. And all of that is an attempt to eliminate working on that day. Because God rested, we too should rest. And there's a lot of preparation that goes into the Sabbath. If you've ever met someone who practices Sabbath regularly, we're talking about running errands all week long to make sure you have what you need. We're talking about cleaning the house to have family over. We're talking about spending all day cooking to make sure everything's ready in time. And we're talking about setting up the table and the candles for the ritual practices that will take place. Because by sundown, all of this has to be concluded, otherwise you're working past the start of the Sabbath. And I think this preparation is what helps us keep in mind that the Sabbath is the day that we are working towards, that we spend the rest of the week preparing for this one day of rest, and that our life is created with the intention of that, to marking sacred time. Sacred time doesn't exist just to make us more productive. Heschel points out that it's also more than just refraining from work. He says that actually in Genesis, God does three things on the seventh day. He rests, he blesses, and he hallows. And so blessing is about the way we speak, right? God blesses with words, things that are good. And so Heschel says we should be careful the way we speak on the Sabbath as well. That it's not just an attitude with our hands, that we're not working with our hands. We're also careful of the energy we create with our words. We are to speak good. We're supposed to speak with honor. We're supposed to speak life on this day. And hallowing is about the attitude of the spirit, to hold something holy and in reverence. The Sabbath, he's pointing out, is much more than about the body or the spirit. It's about both. It's about taking that rest of the body, eating good food, spending time with our loved ones, but it's about that spiritual nourishment as well, the holy and the honoring. So I think with this understanding of the Sabbath, there's two really important practices we can take away, two important lessons for our recovery, and that is what the Sabbath teaches us about humility and about gratitude. Heschel, in this book, he says that the purpose of the ban on work on the seventh day is for us to take our hands off of creating and to recognize that God's world goes on without us. That on that seventh day, when we are not working, we are not adding to God's creation, it continues on. So much of our ego is trapped in this notion that if I'm not doing what I'm doing right now and every minute of the day and controlling things here and there, then the world is going to fall apart. And Sabbath teaches us that humility, that on the seventh day we step back and we rest and the world continues on. Because God has created creation to recreate itself all the time. It doesn't need us. And what I think that humility really does for us is it gives us a chance to take more seriously and more reverently what we do with the other 6 days. That the world doesn't need us to add to it. So let's take with some seriousness what we do add to it. Are we putting things out that are good? Things out that are loving? Things out that are generous and compassionate? Or are we adding to the pain and suffering of others? Are we acting in a selfish way? Are we taking instead of giving? So when we take that humility lesson from the Sabbath that the world goes on without us, we get a chance to really focus in on, well, what am I going to contribute? secondly, the Sabbath, I think, holds a great lesson for gratitude. If we take a chance to stop working for one day, we know we're not progressing, right? We stop producing, we stop progressing. So much of our life is focused on working, 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 so I can get more and more and more and more, right? So I can pay the bills, so I can have a home, so I can afford the new car, so I can have money to send my kids to school. It's working towards more, right? And new and better, improvement. And on this day when we stop progressing, we stop adding, and we take a moment to rest, we get to really sit in the present moment and look for what we can be grateful for now, right? So in that moment of Sabbath, we embrace the gratitude for what we do have, that we spent 6 days preparing for. And oftentimes that gratitude looks like I had a chance to go outside and be in the park, or I had a chance to take my kids to do something fun, or I had a chance to have my family over for dinner and feed everybody, or I had a chance to go support someone else in recovery. All of these things are about gratitude for what we have instead of always looking forward to where we should be. So when we practice the Sabbath, we find that sacred meaning in time. And I think that's a really important counterpoint to a disease that destroys so much around us. But sometimes what we get back in this journey in the early stages is not all the things we've lost, and all the money we've lost, and all the opportunities we've lost. What we get back is the ability to sit in the present moment, to find honor in the sacredness of time, and in the gratitude of what we have around us. And so today, I want to challenge you that if you don't have a regular space for Sabbath time, that you begin to find that. I was meeting with a friend last night who has been struggling with his spirituality. He talks about it often, but he finds that on the inside it feels kind of hollow. And in the course of that conversation, what we really came to was, where is meaning in your life? One of the blessings of being human is that we're creative in all kinds of ways. My word creates energy. It can create relationships. My hands can create physical objects. My mind can create new and bright ideas and imaginative circumstances. But we also have this unique ability as humans to make meaning. And so looking for that space, when you don't have it because you're overworked, or you're too much focused on other people's problems, or you're balancing too many things that maybe just aren't all that important, we miss that sacred moment of time where we can really step back and make the meaning. And without meaning, we end up feeling lost and empty and in despair. And so today, I hope you will consider, where do you take time to make meaning in your life? And what lessons about humility and gratitude you can learn from a practice of Sabbath. Amen.